In January 2014, President Nguema asked Mr. Mugabe for a security team comprising of police officers and soldiers to help counter terrorism when Equatorial Guinea hosted the Africa Cup of Nations. The team provided VIP security, intelligence, and helped to man key institutions. Recently, the Zimbabwe Defense Forces deployed a team of trainers to Equatorial Guinea to drill the country's military officers on quote, operational and logistic matters, close quote. This is according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper. The report said the delegation was composed of members of the Zimbabwe National Army and Air Force of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe Defense Forces Commander General Constantine Chiwenga was quoted during a send-off ceremony last week as saying Equatorial Guinea requested assistance from Zimbabwe after realizing some training deficiencies in their defense forces. Military expert Dr. Lieutenant Colonel retired Martin Rupia says the development is helping both countries.
We can look at minor material benefits, exchange programs, etc., you know, which has now taken place. Capacity building, etc., because Zimbabwe certainly has more capacity than Guinea. But I think bottom line, Guinea remains very grateful for the regime there in that it was not forced out of power by the military contingents, the mercenaries that had departed from South Africa at the time. So if you take that as a measure, I think it's obvious that Guinea is really, you know, forever grateful.
Western nations and human rights organizations have also criticized the two leaders for gross human rights abuses. Human Rights Watch researcher Dewama Vinga says the two are known for oppressing their people.
Mr. Basoka and Mr. Mugabe have got quite a lot in common in terms of massive corruption in their countries, bad governance, serious human rights abuses, as well as endemic nepotism and patronage and clientelism. So it appears that Mugabe so much wants to emulate and to walk in the footsteps of Basoko.
But Mr. Nguema, Africa's longest-serving head of state, has enjoyed what critics describe as an image makeover since enlisting the help of powerful Washington, D.C. lobbyists. Mr. Mugabe has attempted this public relations campaign, though it failed. A Chicago man working with Harare was sentenced to 15 months in prison last year for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Zimbabwean leader and others to try and press for the lifting of economic sanctions imposed on the president and his inner circle. Alicante Tutu, executive director of Justice for Equatorial Guinea, says the relationship has only benefited the two leaders, not the people they lead. But ZANU-PF United Kingdom branch chairman Nick Mangwana argues that the two countries are benefiting from this great friendship.
It's always good to have friends. You can have 53 embassies in the world. Each one of them is beneficial. Trade is beneficial. Then the issue of the basic issue of giving each other moral support is always important. One, Equatorial Guinea is an African country. A good relationship with any African country is a good thing. And then, obviously, they benefit. Zimbabwe needs oil. Equatorial Guinea needs support from Zimbabwe in kind. And there's always been that support between the two countries and trade between them as well. So, yeah, it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Mangwana argues that President Mugabe and Mr. Nguema are being targeted because they are pan-Africanist.
I'm not particularly surprised, considering that the West has got a thing for countries in which whose resources they cannot get easy access to. So they have no control over Equatorial Guinea's oil resources. They have no control over Zimbabwe's natural resources as well. So, mineral resources. So you would expect such machinations from the West. History has shown that in 2004, Simon Mann and his mercenaries mercenary comrades tried to institute a coup in Equatorial Guinea. So that shows you already that there's always been an underhand to control Equatorial Guinea's resources. And the President Mugabe's position regarding Zimbabwe's natural resources and its natural heritage is always been consistent. It's well known, it's quite documented. So if you consider the two common factors between the two countries, then you would understand why the West has got such a position on both leaders.
Executive Director of the Washington-based Equatorial Guinea Justice, Tutu Alicante, begs to differ.
If we want to reduce Pan-Africanism to big, lavish meetings between the presidents, to endless visits between the two of them. Perhaps, you know, that's a new definition of Pan-Africanism that should be included in the annals of Pan-Africanism, right?
Isolation, according to some political analysts, is what has drawn the two leaders together. But their spin doctors argue that it is their ideology that is resulting in these friendly nations being targeted by the West. Mr. Mugabe and President Nguema say Africa wants to see reforms enacted at the United Nations Security Council, and they are demanding that the continent should be given at least one spot as a permanent member. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington.